This is the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast on Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut?
I resign.
We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad?
I was so wrong.
Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report Podcast is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, October 4th here at Gillette Stadium. Another Patriots.com Roster Report Podcast and another week when we actually have some moves to talk about, some major moves, some minor moves, and, of course, the injury report. We will start with the major, and many fans knew about this last Sunday night in Atlanta. Vince Wilfork suffered a right Achilles tendon tear. He has since had surgery, and he has since been placed on injured reserve. The Patriots did that October 3rd. They also had a couple subsequent moves on that day where they signed free agent receiver Austin Colley, who had actually worked out with the team previously and is a guy that fans may remember from his time in the Indianapolis Colts. Colley is 27, played in four seasons, 2009 to 2012, former fourth-round pick, 173 receptions in his career. One of those was last season. The other 172 were prior to that. He's obviously had an injury history with both concussions, major concussion problems, and then last year missed a season with a patellar tendon injury. Had actually been with San Francisco this summer and then out of football and spoke with the media today. Didn't want to talk about his injury history. Wanted to focus on simply working on his gift, his talents of football, and he feels like he has something left to give the game and just trying to get his footing here in New England. And the other move on October 3rd may have been a surprise to Fred Kirsch, who once called this man the next great tight end. Zach Sudfeld, the rookie free agent out of Nevada, who was all the talk of the spring and the summer, was actually released and subsequently has been claimed by the New York Football Jets. So the border war is back on. Zach Sudfeld, who had some issues early in the season with the ball when it was around him and ending up in the other team's hands, he is now a member of the New York Jets. And the final move of the week, the on-again, off-again relationship with Marquise Cole is off again. The veteran special teamer has been released. He had been re-signed earlier in the week. He had been signed, let go last week, just sort of bouncing back and forth, collecting game checks for the weeks, even though he doesn't actually stay on the roster until game day. So I would expect a couple subsequent moves this weekend after this Roster Report podcast is actually floating around cyberspace and your iPod or however you listen. But those are the moves. Eric Scalavino here with me, Andy Hart. And we are going to talk about, first and foremost, one Vince Wilfork. Eric, yeah. It's obviously a big loss, literally, figuratively, yep. On the field, off the field, been a very durable guy. You know, we've often joked that he doesn't stretch in training camp, and I'll never criticize him because he never gets hurt. I still won't criticize him, even though he did get hurt.
Yeah, that had nothing to do with stretching.
Yeah, just one of those freak things. Everybody tears an Achilles now and then.
Not even sure anybody really hit him.
No.
I've watched it several times, and I couldn't
see. It's one of those things. It's how it is with a lot of people.
Like Vinny Testaverde, when he had his, he was
just backing
up and
handing off.
But even in everyday
life now, you know, my wife had it, Paul had it. It seems like more and more. Tony Maserati, you know, Felger and Maz fame had it. Just guys, it just happens. I blame it on the modern shoes, but I have nothing to base that on. But Vince Wilfork, gone.
Yeah.
In his wake, we have Tommy Kelly, the veteran. Right. We have Joe Villano. We have Chris Jones. We may have Marcus Forston with a bump up. You never know.
Or A.J. Francis.
A.J. Francis.
One of those guys.
But where does that leave the middle of this Patriots defense and obviously the run defense in particular?
Yeah, that's a good question. And it was to New England's benefit that Steven Jackson wasn't active last week, because I wonder how much they would have gone to the running game.
Right.
Up the middle, as opposed to going three wide most of the time. That would have been a nice test for them right off the bat. But this weekend against Cincinnati, I think, will be a good test because they have a couple of running backs in Giovanni Bernard and Ben-Jarvis Green-Ellis who can run between the tackles. So if New England can weather the storm this weekend, I think they'll be in good shape with whatever they have. Now, if the Bengals suddenly run for 200 yards as a team, maybe they'll have to reconsider. But I'm not so sure it's going to be a huge loss as far as the running game goes. Maybe from a leadership standpoint or just his presence and drawing double teams and that kind of thing. But I'm not so sure that they're going to suffer too much in the running game. I have some hopes, and I'm a little bit optimistic about that, even though it's mostly rookies and first-year guys who are probably going to end up taking taking over the spot there. But it's a good thing they signed Tommy Kelly in the offseason.
Yes.
Because they'd be in really big trouble.
Yes. That signing does loom much larger now, given, you know, you could have potentially had, you know, Brandon Dedrick, Kyle Love. Mm. Or, you know, that would be your veteran leadership and your experience. At least now you have a 10-year veteran who's been actually very good, I think,
yeah,
early in his career,
yeah,
here. And the leadership aspect, I agree with you, is important. Now, we're hearing that he's going to be around the team a lot. Everybody has said he's going to be rehabbing here around. How much he loses his voice because he's not in the games and not playing, it'll be interesting to see how that all unfolds. And then on the field, I sort of agree with you. It's a passing league. You know, there may be some weeks where you say, oof, they're really taking advantage of the fact that Vince isn't out there. But I don't think that's going to come each and every week. I don't think that's going to come in more games than it does, than it doesn't. So the one downside, you know, I it'll be interesting to see the other guys deal with more blockers if there's not that obvious double team on every snap. Does Chandler Jones get more attention in the pass rush?
Yeah.
But I think they can scheme through it. I think they can figure out ways to get past that. And I think they'll be okay defensively. It's not a great thing, obviously. He's a key player, a leader. But I don't think it's a death blow to a defense that has built some momentum in the positive direction through the first month.
One area where it could hurt is if they're losing.
The lower part of his leg. That's one area where it could hurt, right behind.
Well, yeah, that would hurt him very much, yes. But one way it could hurt the team if, let's say, they're down, you know, a significant number of points, double digits, let's say, and the other team is in their four-minute offense and they start running it down their throats. That might be a time when they
can faith in Meatball Joe Villano.
I am more optimistic about it than I think most people are.
The other signing, the Austin Colley move, I know our boss Fred Kirsch on PFW in Progress was wondering what this means. Is it a desperation move? Is it due to some injuries that are building up at the receiver position? And we'll get to that injury report in a minute. I don't know. I don't know what to make of it. I mean, it's easy to jump to the conclusion that injuries and you're in emergency mode and you got to bring in a receiver, but they've had interest in this guy for a little while now. Maybe they just think he can help the offense and had some value moving forward. I think you just need to find out what he is. I mean, this is a guy that a lot of injuries,
yeah,
a year plus he's been out of football, you know, was in San Francisco. They didn't deem him worthy of being kept around. So I think first and foremost, you just have to find out physically what he has to bring to the field.
I'm stunned by this move because of how fragile he's been, and especially later in his career. As you know, with concussions, the more you get them, the easier it is to get the next one. And he's had so many of them. Some of the most recent serious concussion he suffered was on a play where he really didn't take one of those jacked up type highlight reel hits. He sort of got swallowed up, fell to the ground, and it didn't really look like it was much of anything. But he was done with a concussion. I'm really stunned that they couldn't go after a guy like Quentin Sims, who was a young receiver in camp with them, who had some success this preseason, or any other young receiver on the market who's not banged up and doesn't have the injury history that Austin Colley does. When healthy, sure, I think he's a decent receiver, but...
So add him to the group.
Yeah. I mean, that's
when healthy, if he's healthy. I feel like the first name of most of these Patriots receivers
is when healthy.
If he's healthy or when healthy.
They have too many of those players right now.
Assuming he's healthy. Those are all the first names of these guys.
Yeah. However, he made it through a week of practice without getting on the injury report.
Which is good. Now, we will get to said injury report, which is hot off the presses, actually. I had to give the Fred Kirsch breaking news sound.
Yeah.
It's in our sound effects bank. I'm pressing the button now. I'm not just wiggling a piece of paper in front of the microphone.
Yes, you are.
Stephen Ridley, out. Did not practice all week with a knee injury. I kind of thought that would be the case when I saw his bag neatly packed and folded flat on the ground with nothing in it.
No.
It was packed away rather than packed for travel. He is the only guy listed as out. Matthew Slater with the wrist injury did not practice on Wednesday, Thursday, but Friday had limited participation.
Came back today.
Doubtful for the game, though.
Yeah, I don't expect him to play.
Then we have a large group of the questionables, as we always do on Patriots injury reports. Danny
Amendola,
limited all week. Yep. Brandon Bolden, limited all week with a knee injury. Aaron Dobson, that neck injury that he got the scare Sunday night in Atlanta when he was bent back in a funny way.
Very lucky that he didn't suffer anything worse than
and
that.
And he has expressed that fact. It scared him. He admitted that.
Should have, yeah.
He is questionable. Rob Gronkowski, back forearm, limited participation, questionable. Dante Hightower, knee, questionable. Gerard Mayo, ankle, questionable. Kenbrell Tompkins, Sebastian Vollmer with a foot, Leon Washington with the thigh, Tavon Wilson with the hamstring, all limited and questionable. Kyle Arrington, that groin injury, full participation on Friday after being limited earlier in the week. He's probable. Will Svitek, limited earlier in the week, full participation on Friday, probable. And Nate Ebner, has been removed technically from the injury report with the ankle injury that had been limiting him.
The only ones on that report that I don't expect to play, or at least to be active, would be, I mean, of note, Gronkowski. My gut just tells me he's not going to be out there again this week.
And he talked and he said, I'll play when I play. When I'm ready to play, I'll play. When it clicks was a word he used, I'll play. Yeah, there's already been a kind of a vague Pro Football Talk report, and take that for what it's worth, that it's unlikely he's going to play this week. Signs were that it was unlikely he was going to play. I got to think Amendola felt a little more positive this week. He sounded more positive.
He did today.
He looks better just to the naked eye watching him move around.
Walking through the locker room, running at practice, and he said today, he was asked directly, how do you feel? He said, I had a good day today, looking forward to Sunday.
He meant just waffles and breakfast.
He might have.
He has a big Sunday breakfast.
I always look forward to
Sundays,
too.
You know, the newspaper,
too.
The Sunday paper. He really likes the day.
I don't blame him one bit. But that's the first time he came that close to saying he was going to play. So I'm not taking him at his word specifically, but I do, based on what I've seen from him in practice and just throughout the day, I feel more confident about his chances of playing this week than Gronk's.
I actually agree with you, and that's a flip-flop for me, because I thought last week Gronk was going to play, and I didn't think Amendola, so now I feel more comfortable at one guy, and even though I don't know that anything has changed all that much in either direction, we really, as Fred would say, we just don't know. Be interesting to see who's healthy, but the Patriots have a long injury report. The Bengals have a number of guys on theirs. Three guys doubtful. Brandon Gee, the cornerback. Leon Hall, the cornerback. Mike Pollock, the guard. Michael Johnson was actually questionable, even though he did not practice all week with a concussion. Key player, key pass rusher for them. Dre Kirkpatrick, the cornerback, limited. He's questionable. And then Vontaze Burfict, James Harrison, and Reggie Nelson are all probable for the game. But the news of the week here, Patriots.com, Vince Wilfork, first major injury of his career. Yeah. As he said, first surgery since high school. His wife was kind enough to tweet out a photo. He is in the rehab process already. And the Patriots are moving on. Austin Colley has been brought aboard. Zach Sudfeld gone. Check Patriots.
To the Jets?
Yes, to the Jets. Check Patriots.com over the weekend. You could expect a couple roster moves as the team would look to likely get to the 53-man limit.
Right.
Probably a couple practice squad promotions as the team gets ready to head to Cincinnati on Saturday. We will have that on Patriots.com. For Eric Scalvino, I'm Andy Hart. Paul Perillo's at the Red Sox. Until we talk to you next Friday on another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast, peace out.
This has been the New England Patriots Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team, only on Patriots.com.